Joe Biden ignores border crisis during third week of vacation despite vowing to visit at some point. By Charlie Spiering on August 22, 2022. President Joe Biden continues his August vacation while ignoring the ongoing border crisis building under his leadership. The president is kicking off his third week of summer break at his home at Rehoboth Beach but plans to return to the White House for a speech at a Democratic fundraiser in Maryland before leaving again to return to Delaware. Biden remains largely out of sight due to his vacation schedule, emerging in public only for a couple of golf outings and to go to church. The president told reporters in March 2021 that he would visit the southern border at some point but has yet to keep that promise. A new report from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, estimates that 4.9 million illegal immigrants have entered the United States in the 18 months since Biden took office. In July 2022, 199,976 illegal immigrants entered the country, a 325% increase over the month of July during former President Donald Trump's administration. That blows every other record out of the record by far. And there's no let-up, former acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Tom Homan said in a recent interview with Breitbart News on Sirius/XM. On Sunday, Breitbart News reported that all field operations within the Border Patrol's Del Rio sector were suspended due to overcrowding at government processing facilities. The number of migrants crossing into the United States are expected to increase, as the Department of Homeland Security announced 2 weeks ago they had ended Trump's Remain in Mexico policy requiring migrants claiming asylum to wait in Mexico until their immigration court hearing. Philosophically, Biden views migrants crossing into the United States as similar to the decisions made by his ancestors to immigrate to the United States from Ireland. Unless you are Native American or your ancestors were enslaved and brought here by force beginning 400 years ago, we all come from somewhere else, he said at a campaign event in Florida in 2020. And for most of us, that journey began with a choice: to try for something better here in the United States.